What is up, everybody? Dr. Joe Armstrong here, and I am super excited to tell you that we have a sponsor, and that sponsor is Medgene. It's a new day in animal healthcare, and Medgene is wide awake. Medgene is the first USDA-licensed producer of prescription platform vaccines. Medgene's prescription platform vaccines help veterinarians in the swine, cattle, deer, and rabbit industries respond faster and more efficiently. Learn more about Medgene's prescription platform vaccines at MedgeneLabs.com. That's MedgeneLabs.com. Or better yet, follow Medgene on Facebook and LinkedIn. Medgene, it's a new day in animal healthcare.
Welcome, everybody, to the Moose Room. It is the Dream Team with you today. Me and Bradley are at the helm. Joe is busy doing important things, as usual.
It's insane. We're all three of us are going in lots of different directions, especially during the summer. We're all research, extension, you name it. We're out and about. Don't worry, we are doing stuff. We are not,
not just sitting in slacking our homes. Off. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Brad, what is keeping you busy this week?
Research projects. Just doing lots of good research. Grazing research. Methane research, dairy beef research. We should talk about all that fun stuff one time. And I travel a little bit, getting back to doing a little traveling, speaking at a few conferences. Not many, but I've started
enough
to get back to it.
Very good. Yes. Well, I am busy this week with our youth tractor and farm safety training program. We have our first training this week, and we'll be going with those throughout July. So, shameless plug, if you are interested in signing your youth up, it's for youth aged 14 plus. You can learn more information at z.umn.edu/tractor safety. It's not too late to register for some of our late July classes. So we still have a little room. So shameless plug for that, but that is what is keeping me busy. There's a lot going on. It is the summer. We talked about Farm Fest. You talked about doing research out in the fields and pastures. I talked about being out doing tractor safety. And I know, Brad, before we started recording, you talked to me how you were in Florida for a conference last week. Florida in June-ish.
Exactly.
But you mentioned you were sitting out at the pool for a little bit when you were taking a break. And I'm curious, when you sat out by the pool, were you wearing sunscreen?
I think you know the answer to that question, Emily.
I want you to say it. I want it on recording. Were you wearing sunscreen?
No, I was not.
Wrong answer.
Exactly. I am, yes. And I probably should. I am. Mm-hmm. I do not tan. I just go from white to red, back to white immediately. And I probably should, but I did not.
Yes.
It was cloudy out.
Uh-huh. Well, fun fact. Even if it is cloudy, you can get a sunburn because
True.
UV rays penetrate clouds. And that's what tans and burns our skin is the UV rays. So if you haven't guessed it, we wanted to talk a little bit about kind of sun safety, warm weather safety today. As we are recording this, it is about 10 a.m. and it is 80 degrees where I am already. So hot weather is here. In my part of the world, we've had a lot of rain as well. So it's very humid here. I know I was just out walking my dog actually before we started recording, and it was muggy and gross. And I want to be clear, I did have sunscreen on. I was only outside for 10 minutes, but I put some sunscreen on. Let's talk a little more about that, about sun safety, things we need to be mindful of in the hot weather. So, Brad, we already know that sunscreen is maybe not your strong suit.
You're right.
Is there anything else you do kind of special or extra in the summer months for yourself or your interns or whomever when it's extra hot?
We probably supply lots of water. That's probably the biggest thing, just to make sure that people are not out, dehydrated, having, heat stroke, whatever, heat stress, things like that. So I think it's pertinent that they're drinking lots of water. That's probably the one thing that I stress with a lot of students and stuff if they're out and about. Sunscreen, probably not our strongest suit, but it is sunny outside and we do tell people that they should wear that. I guess it's up to them whether they do that. I don't use really much sunscreen, but I'm the guy that's wearing a sweatshirt in June and July. So I probably am a little protected there because I wear jeans and, you know, my kids look at me and go, "What? Dad's in shorts today? We've never seen that before."
And then they're blinded by your legs.
Exactly. And they're blinded. So.
And I will say this, every time I am at Morris, anybody who's outside when it's the least bit sunny, they all have hats and sunglasses.
Yes.
Which are also important. Your eyes can get damaged by that sunlight exposure too. Everybody always has hats and sunglasses on, which is really important to protect your eyes. You know, that sunlight can be damaging. I have extreme light sensitivity in my eyes, so I like my sunglasses, and everybody at Morris always has their hats on. So that's also good because hats provide shade to your face.
You know, everybody gets free sunglasses from everywhere. So there's probably no excuse for not wearing a pair of sunglasses if it's bright out. Sometimes you can see, you know, I have the
racing sunburn stripes.
Exactly.
Yes, you do get those. Joe gets them too.
So I do wear sunglasses all the time.
But let's also wear sunscreen. But we'll come back to the sunscreen because I also want to talk about probably the most important thing you said, water. So heat stroke, any of those heat related illnesses, a lot of them are caused by or exacerbated by being dehydrated. And when it is this hot, and even if it's muggy and you think there's a lot of moisture in the air, your body is losing even more moisture. And so we need that. Also, a thing to keep in mind, certain medications do dehydrate us quicker. I know I take a medication that dehydrates me. So I need to be extra mindful and drinking extra water when it's hot out because I take something that puts me at a disadvantage, right? And could make me more susceptible to getting sick. So it's kind of like a lot of the things we talk about with safety, mindfulness, awareness, you know, drinking water. And I'd say, you know, water's an easy thing. Get one of those big jugs. I remember my mom always had these big, huge, like, gallon and a half jug. She'd fill them with ice and a little bit of water because then the ice melted throughout the day and the water stayed cold, you know, and that's just a simple way to make sure you have water at hand.
How much should we be drinking a day, Emily? That's the question.
Well, I think we all grew up or as adults have heard, you know, 8 glasses a day, right? So that would be 8 8-ounce glasses. So what's 8 times 8? I think it's 64. I'm not good at math. So I would say 64 ounces of water minimum. More than you are drinking. We all need to be drinking more water than we are.
And that's probably the biggest thing. I think most of us, you know, we're drinking enough. We feel hydrated. We feel fine, but it's probably not really. I think you can get dehydrated much faster than what you think.
Oh, yeah.
By not drinking enough water, especially Absolutely. When it's hot out.
And the key here is also water, drinking water. Don't say, well, I drank a Mountain Dew, like that's fluid, so I'm good, right?
Right.
Because if it's not just water, there's other things in it. And yes, caffeine, some of those other additives in certain drinks can also dehydrate us faster. So it's important that you're focusing on water, right? It's okay if you have a pop. I'm a Cherry Coke fiend, as some people know. But if I'm going to have a Cherry Coke, I'm having a bottle of water with it too. So just, yes, being mindful of all the liquids you're putting in your body, but make sure a lot of it is water.
And not pop. Not that, you know, that's probably the worst thing. That probably dehydrates you faster than anything.
Right. Yes. And then that sugar rush and crash can be extra hard if you're hot and dehydrated, already not feeling well. Yes. Like I said, you can have your pop, but make sure you're having plenty of water along with it too. So back to sunscreen.
Yes. You can let me have it.
Bradley, you have got to wear it. I'm not about asking people about their medical history on the podcast, but I'm going to kind of ask vaguely, like, Have you ever had anything like a mole or anything that your doctor was like, ooh, that doesn't look good, or anything like that? It's okay if it's no. I'm not trying to say.
Not really. Not really, no.
My next question is, do you know anybody that has?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And were they a farmer?
Probably, yes.
Okay. So this is my question I'm posing to all of you wonderful listeners. If you yourself have not had a mole removed or needed something treated for pre-melanoma or perhaps melanoma, sarcoma, etc., you probably know somebody who has, right? Melanoma, skin cancer, sun-related skin issues are really common, especially in agriculture. And I, of course, am not in the business to scare anybody, but melanoma can be very dangerous and it can metastasize and cause cancers in other parts of your body. So taking care of your skin is important, but also if you think something with your skin is wonky, you know, talk to your doctor about it. Talk to a doctor about it. I was a lifeguard growing up in high school. I think I've maybe told this story before. And I never wore sunscreen. I didn't need it. I wanted to be tan, you know. It was the early 2000s of it all. So being tan was very in, right? And then I noticed out of nowhere this mole on my leg. And it got bigger and bigger. And then it turned black. So I finally went to my doctor and it was in fact pre-melanoma. And I had to get not only the mole removed, but some of the flesh and other stuff underneath that mole just to get all those cells out. So I had to have this procedure. I couldn't bend my knee for a few weeks because it was on the side of my knee. And now I have this big, ugly scar. And if I'm going to be outside for longer than 30 seconds, I put sunscreen on.
Use sunscreen.
And I would say too, I find sometimes people are like, well, it's a little inconvenient or it's messy or it, you know, takes extra time. And I get that. So something I do, and it actually is something we do at our youth tractor safety courses, we bring the spray sunscreen, right? So it's like aerosolized. You can put it on really fast. My concern with aerosol or spray sunscreen is you maybe don't get the coverage, especially if you aren't quite focusing on what you're doing. But oh my gosh, like I can get sunscreen put on in less than 30 seconds. Like, and at least you're doing something, right? Maybe the coverage isn't perfect, but if the choice is no sunscreen or the best you could do with spray sunscreen, I choose the latter every time.
I agree. That is probably the one that I use is aerosol sunscreens. It's easy. I get it. It's, you know, rubbing lotion all over is kind of difficult and time consuming, but I think taking the time to do it. But the aerosol stuff, I will use that most definitely.
Yeah. And I use that too, especially when I'm like, ooh, I'm in a hurry or, you know, because at least I have something on. Like I'm putting something on. And I do spray it and I do kind of rub it quick just to make sure it's covered everything. Right. But it's something. And again, we use it with youth tractor safety and the kids like it too, because it's quick.
Yep.
We just hand it to them and go, here you go. They just spray it on their arms because, you know, we're wearing long pants for safety. It's quick. It's easy. And then it's done.
Yeah.
But the other thing I will say with that is sunscreen does need to be reapplied. So if you put sunscreen on in the morning and you think I am good to go for the whole day, you are not. Sunscreen does need to be reapplied probably every about 2 hours. Just kind of depends on what you're doing. If you are, you know, swimming or whatever, then it's like every 80 minutes. But you're outside, you're working, I would say every 2 hours, reapply.
I agree.
I'm giving Bradley kind of the stern look.
Right into my soul here because
I'm wanting the message
sunscreen last week in Florida
to get through. Yes. Yeah. Especially if you're going to Florida, please wear sunscreen.
Exactly. I do. Yes.
And with sunscreen too, don't forget, get your face, get the back of your neck, the tops of your ears. That's a spot a lot of people miss. And if you are like me, I don't always wear a hat. I do have a part in my hair, so my scalp can get burned. So put sunscreen if you have a part in your hair in there too, like those little spots. And it seems fussy, it seems maybe putzy, but if you've ever had your scalp sunburned, it does not feel good. So it's just a quick, simple way to give yourself a little extra protection and save yourself that unnecessary pain.
You should do it, even though if you don't think you're cool, you should just put it on there.
Sunscreen is cool. Having healthy skin is cool.
I agree.
You heard it here first, folks. All right. So what else do you think about with sun safety, Bradley? Is there something we're missing? We got water. We got sunscreen.
You got sunscreen. Actually, probably rest, don't you think?
There it is. I was fishing for the answer. Yeah, breaks.
She didn't tell me the answer either.
No.
She didn't prompt me. This, I just thought of that off the top of my head. Take it easy. Take it easy, I guess. We don't need to run 100 miles an hour when it's 95 degrees and humid out.
That is another observation that I will share from times I've been at Morris, especially when it is summer or warm outside. You see people taking a lot of breaks. Like, hey, I'm going to go in, get a quick drink of water, you know, stand in the AC for a few minutes. And you can see that that's really like built into your culture there. Like taking breaks is not frowned upon. You know, it's like, okay, you need a break. You're getting too hot, you know, and I would imagine too, you've probably had to send people to break sometimes. Like your face is really red. I think you need a break.
Exactly. It happens. You know, I have a story about it once. It was baling straw. I think back when I was a teenager, it was hot and humid and wasn't feeling good. And I actually passed out on the baler, smoked my head on the baler, and people were right there to get me up and, you know, make sure I was all right. But
all right. New fear unlocked for me. Wow. That could have been really bad.
It could have been
like fainting on or near a baler. Wow.
Yeah. Everything was fine, but yes, it was heat stress related. Even when I was a teenager, you know, when I was invincible, I could do everything. But
yeah,
it does happen when it gets really hot and humid and you're not drinking enough water and you're, you know, a little under the weather. It can creep up on you and you don't even know it.
Yeah, it happens fast, you know, and we know it can be fatal in some cases. So that's why it's important to talk about and be mindful of, because, you know, fatalities do happen. Bad things can happen. And, you know, that's a good example too, Bradley. I'm very grateful you were okay, of course. But yes, if you are working around big equipment and you faint due to heat, things could be a lot worse. Like bad things can happen around equipment, as we know.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just like, it is not a sign of weakness to go, it's 90 degrees out, so I'm taking an extra couple breaks today.
Yeah.
Like that is okay, because if you do faint, you do pass out, you do get heat stroke and get hospitalized, you're way more slowed down.
Don't be like Brad.
Don't be like Brad.
And think you're invincible.
Wear sunscreen, please.
And take a break. Take a break and drink lots of water.
Yeah. Yes. And especially, yeah, we're going to, you know, people have been doing hay and stuff and those tractor cabs can get hot. You know, I know some have AC. I come from a farm where our tractors predate AC and cabs. So being mindful of that too. If you are in a cab, yeah, you maybe have shade, but it can still get hot. Be drinking your water. Take breaks out of the cab. Get some fresh air. Brad looks like he's kind of afraid I'm going to yell at him again. He has this look on his face. So yeah, if you are feeling for Brad right now, imagine I'm scolding you for not wearing sunscreen, dear listener.
That's right. And Emily is a great safety educator, so she is educating me very well today.
Yes. And I believe in talking the talk and walking the walk, so you will never catch me without sunscreen on. So if you see me out and about, ask if I'm wearing my sunscreen. And if I'm not, I will give you a dollar.
I will make sure I do that.
I will get some on immediately. Yeah. All right. Well, we just wanted to have a quick chat today about, like we said, sun safety, you know, being mindful of hot weather, and especially if you have employees, you know, your employees look to you for guidance in those situations. They may not readily give themselves breaks, but if you tell them it's really hot today, if you need a couple extra breaks, you know, there's water here, do what you need to do. you know, set that tone for everybody. And then people are more willing to take advantage of that and take care of themselves.
Be mindful of what you're doing when you're out in the sun. Most definitely.
Yes. All right. Well, Bradley, any final thoughts?
No, I think I've spilled the beans. Don't be like me. Wear sunscreen, drink lots of water, take breaks. There you go.
I think that's a perfect place to leave it. So we hope that you stay safe out in the sun. Remember your sunscreen and drink plenty of water. And be sure to take breaks as you need them. Make sure people around you are also drinking water, wearing sunscreen, and taking breaks as well. If you have any questions, comments, or skating rebuttals about today's episode, you can email those to themoozeroom@umn.edu. You can also find us on the web, extension.umn.edu. You can also find additional information about sun safety and other safety topics at umash.umn.edu. And find us on socials, Twitter @UMNMoozeroom, @UMNFarmSafety, and of course, Bradley is on Instagram @UMNWCROCDairy. That's a wrap. Bye.
Bye.